We are in the process of going on with the series for this year on what does the Bible say. All right, remember from Romans 12:3, and we have done a lot of topics. And if you want to have all the topics that we have done, just let me know and I email it to you. And it's just a pleasure to look upon the Bible and to see the clear shots how the Bible explains things in life. Now, tonight, the topic is a little bit of concern because a lot of people come to ask for things to the church, and a lot of times people knock the door over and over, and they never fail. If they see my car over there, people will drive in and ask for something. Now, here is tonight the topic, laziness. When people are lazy, all right? And there are consequences of laziness, and the Bible deals with that. It's not a psychological state of the mind, it's being lazy. And so what does the Bible say about this? Now, I have two subdivisions. Laziness lead to, and I have some options there, and laziness admonitions against, okay? So let's start working with the first one. Laziness lead to. Number one is poverty. Let's go to the book of Proverbs in chapter 6 and verses 9 to 11. Proverbs chapter 6 verses 9 to 11. Laziness never fail will lead to poverty. Chapter 6 in Proverbs, in verse 9 to 11. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. You know, I saw that over and over and over on people, that they come because they have a tremendous need. And as soon as I review with them the walk of life, I see in many of them, I see this sign of laziness. And what the Bible said here is very clear. Verse 10 said, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. And some people will tell me, well, that work is not for my lifestyle. I tell you, work is for every lifestyle. And it doesn't matter, as long as you have work, doesn't matter what takes it, but you do the work and you will be blessed. But this is exactly what happened. The Bible in verse 11 there tells you that poverty will follow. It's the consequences of not earning what you have to do, all right? Now, the next one is in Proverbs chapter 18. If you move your Bible there, laziness lead to waste. Chapter 18 and verse 9. Look at what the scripture says. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 9. He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. Wow. In other words, you waste your time, you waste the time of many others. And so I was talking to a fellow who works in a line process product on Saturday, and he told me that it's so important that everybody does the job when they work on the liner. And because if somebody stop and loading the trucks and appear, then the computers will blow up. Because you know how trucks are loaded. I learned a food company with 6,000 employees was explaining to me that the trucks are loaded. All the food comes in packages and go into a store. And one man only with a computer and a machine will go and get the things and bring it. And each truck, every half hour, has to be on the right pier. The truck and the food is placed in the truck that goes to this place. The food is placed in this truck that goes to the other place. And nobody can miss it. Because the computer works like this, and everybody has to run the computer, put this, and then you talk in the truck and so on. And I said, well, you have no time to rest, don't you? Oh, no, you have your rest every 2 hours. You have 15 minutes, and then the computer will stop and wait 1 minute for somebody else to take your place, and the computer will go again. And he said, it's amazing. You see those leaves with no operator walking on there, getting the food, putting over there, and the truck's over there that goes into the street. And boy, oh boy, the whole alarm, there goes the alarm, and it's just a chaos. If one person is lazy on the line. It's just what this verse said here. He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. He said, if somebody doesn't work sharp and fast and on the money, he said, you destroy the whole process of the company. The whole thing is stopped. And then it takes a while for the master computer to start the computer again and program again all the areas. So, see, laziness has consequences. All right? And then the New Testament tells us in Matthew chapter 25 that laziness brings to the loss of everything you have. And that's on Matthew chapter 25 in verse 26 to 30. Look at what the scripture says. And it's very, very clear. Matthew 25, 26 to 30. But his Lord, remember the parable here of the talents. One guy got to multiply the talents, the other got some, and one guy got one talent, and he saved it and never worked with that talent. Remember? He just hid it and said, no work. Look at the consequences in Matthew then 25 and verse 26. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have no sown, and gather where I have no scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I will have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So you lost everything, even if you are lazy to read the Bible and find the Lord. You know, that I thought that's that the last part of verse 30. There are people so lazy they will not read the Bible, and they will lose their soul and lose their life. So laziness is not just in a style, a psychological mind style. Laziness, it has serious consequences for anyone who are trying to practice that. And usually the people who are lazy try to get favor from others rather than pay the consequences. And when somebody asks for help, always I check, after many questions, I know if the person is lazy or the person really has failure in his life and need help and need a push. So laziness leads to poverty, leads to waste everything you have, and you lose all. And spiritually, if you are not able to have the time to read the scripture and find what you are before God, ultimately, you lost your soul. Now, there is certain admonitions in the Bible to that. The psychologists will say, well, that's in a state of mind because of this and the other. Look at how the admonition of the Bible against of that. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible tells me something that from time to time, I read it again, because it's so important. You know, with the computers today and the tablets, you know what a tablet is, a little thing like this, that's very useful. Our brother here, Bob, is using a tablet to follow the scripture. Deborah is using a tablet to follow the scripture. Excellent, beautiful. But also, there are a lot of things that distract you. Like if you have Facebook, for example, and then you go over there, and sometimes at dinner time, and I hear a noise, I have clued my computer with different noise, so I know what it is. All right, if it goes beep beep, it's an email. If you go gling gling, something lines, you know. And it's, but then we are at dinner time, and I have my computer on the side, all the way down. And then something sound, and my wife looked like this, and I looked at her, and I looked at the computer, what a computer. When my wife turned around, I looked at the computer, and then she turned around. So what are you doing? The computer called me. Sometimes there are certain things in the computer system that are wasting your time. Look at what the Bible says, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16. It says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. Be careful with your time. Use your time profitable. It doesn't mean you cannot have a program like that. And once in a while on the day, you look on it and you get news. And we got to know friends. We got to know people that we lost contact. And suddenly, they came into the picture in Argentina. And went, oh, look at this. And the person would say, are you so-and-so from Argentina? And I said, yeah, I'm so-and-so. And are you so-and-so? And it was, they are nice things, but you have to control the time, don't you? You have to control the time. I see the young people using a text, for example. They don't call anybody anymore, they text. And they walk in the mall like this. And so my wife, we're in Oregon, in a mall in Oregon. And my wife and my daughter's mother-in-law, they went shopping in this mall, and I sit down and I see everybody passing like this. So I said, I had to ask. So I had two girls coming in. I said, I'm sorry, you need help? He said, what? He said, you need help? I see your hands are not circulating well. You're moving your hands like this. You have a problem? And they looked at me. They said, what? You have a problem. Your hands go like this in a piece of wood or something. What's going on? He said, no, sir, no. He said, we are texting. Texting? Yeah, do you know what texting is? No. So they show me the phone, and they go like, they can text. I don't know how they do with the two fingers. There's a word? Yeah, and there was a word. I said, but you were walking and texting. I can put a piece of wood over there and you go on the floor and you don't know where you are. Well, I'm texting my boyfriend. Well, tell him to call you and to bring flowers to you. I said, that's what I did for my wife. And they looked at me and said, but you are looks old. But you know, it's redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. You can control your time. It's very precious. Your time is very precious. 1 minute of your life will not come back again. It's very precious. That's what Ephesians 5:16 said. Now, let's go to the book of Nehemiah in chapter 6 in verse 3. And you need to be proud of the things you do, a great work or something like this. You really need to be very happy about it. Nehemiah chapter 6. Look at it in verse 3, as soon as I get to chapter 6, verse 3. Now, the story here is that Nehemiah is trying to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and some people try to kill him. So, oh, why we don't meet in this place, because you are doing something and so on, and we want to talk to you. And because I think you are working too much, or you're doing this, or you're doing the other. Look at what Nehemiah said in verse 3. So I sent messenger to them saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. You know, when you go to a school and you do a test and you finish, ladies and boys, you are doing a good work. You should be proud of yourself. You are doing a good work. When you perform something, you help your parents. So when we do something, we should be proud of our work. Each time I finish my sermon in the morning, I go to my room and I graded my sermon. It's all written already in my computer. And if I say something not coordinated, my computer will correct it. And I look on it, see? Remember, I was in radio, and so we have these fancy things that detect what you said. I always tough on me, because every Sunday I have an exam in the morning and exam in the night, and you are the one who take the exam as I preach to you, and so be sure you make a great work. Whatever you do a great work that you are proud of, I have made a great work. All right? Now, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in verse 9. Some people say, oh, I don't know how many hours I work. You know, for me to take some time out like I did yesterday will take me to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and type the final sermon for you. And so I do that, happy, from 2, or today I get up at 3 until 5:30 and finish the final touch on the sermon. And look at the scripture said, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 9. Let me see, I'm in 2 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, I'm in first here. If I can get here. 2 and verse 9. Look at what the scripture said. For you remember, brethren, I labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, we preach to you the gospel of God. This man worked night and day. You know what they did? He did, remember what was Paul's profession? Tent maker. So during the day he did a tent, and in the night he went and preached and talked to people and did this and this and this and the other. So it's nothing wrong work day and night to accomplish something. And the Bible is funny. In Proverbs chapter 6, there are all kind of animals that we can compare with. And if we go to Proverbs chapter 6 and verses 6 to 8, we will have a comparison in life. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. Look at what they said. Go to the ant, you lazy boy, a slugger. Go to the ant. Look the ant. Do you have ants in your home? Boy, we hate it when we have ants, don't we? You use all kinds of things. We want to kill it. And my wife hated it because I put my hands and I bring them out to the garden. And, oh, Lord, kill it now for a little thing. They're working, all right? Look at this. Go to the ant, you slugger. Consider her ways and be wise. Okay? Then explained her ways. Verse 7. Which having no captain, had no captain, overseer or ruler, no farmer around. Each one is on her own. Can you believe that? Every ant is on her own. They don't have somebody watching if you do the job right or wrong. Okay? Which having no captain, no overseer or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. Provide her supply in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. In other words, she prepared for the winter. All right? And I keep telling the young people when they start working, don't spend every penny you earn. The best I can tell you that I did in my life, and I became very successful, is this. You got $100, $10 goes to the Lord, blind. $10 go to saving, and you live on 80% of your income. And so, don't like to buy anything. Be smart, all right? So if you want to end your life peaceful and enjoying your life, you do that. You give the Lord what belongs to the Lord. I give the Lord my 10%. Raquel saved the other 10%, and then we live with 80%, whatever that life is. And when you buy, you become a smart. And then when I start working, I say, I need to save 6 months' salary. What? See, I didn't know that if they fire you, you can have, what they call it? Something. For me? If they lay off you, you can buy to get some money. Is that right? What they call that? Unemployment. Now, I thought it was communism. So I thought this way. No, when they told me, one guy said, if you sign here, I became a chief engineer. Said, if you sign here, we have to fire somebody. Said, I can get unemployment. Well, you don't get unemployment, you rascal. I said, you work for your money. No, you don't want to get money from my taxes. He said, well, that's the law. The law? Is this America? And that was 65, 68. Is this United States of America? Somebody will get money when they don't work. from my taxes. I was so mad. I never got a penny. Well, I never get laid off, but I never got a penny that I don't work for. And I'm so happy about it. Whatever I have is paid off. My wife is paid off. My house is paid off. All right? You know, that's what my daddy said. Pay the sewing machine. My mother was a shoemaker, so we have a fancy sewing machine from Germany with a code where you get the shoes and put it on and so on. Machine was paid. My bike was paid. So be happy. Don't have to pay somebody anything. It's hard when you buy a house, don't it? You have to get a loan and so on. But get a loan and work it on. And I bought and sold until I got the pay off my house. Something can be done. So consider the end. Not too hard, don't we? Tonight, go with a flashlight to the yard and watch the ants, all right? And you will see it. Then finally, this is the other day I wrote this to somebody who requests money from the church. The Bible said, no work, no eat. Let's look on it. 2 Thessalonians. Now, this is 2 Thessalonians now in chapter 3. Now, it's very important. This business of no working is no new. That's what I tell. The Bible is so cool because that's a matter that was written 6,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago. That's a matter. Deal with reality so well. Look at here, chapter 3. Verse 10 to 12. Look at what the Bible said. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this. If anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Ooh, isn't that amazing? One day, I just pulled out of the no heel right away. And I see a guy standing with a big sign. I have no work. So I stopped on the side. I said, sir, I feel sorry for you. He said, do you have some money? No, because the Bible said, no work, no eat. You're not a Christian. I'm a Christian. Now, you want to work? We have a land here in the church that you can mow. And if you work 4 hours, I give you $20. I said, see, you should be hungry. Oh, he was so mad. I thought he was going to knock me my head now. But see, people sometimes, they put signs and they don't mean it, what they said. No work, no eat, they said. Verse 11, for we hear, this is 2,000 years ago, for we heard that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner. What is a disorderly manner? No working at all. You know, if you don't work at all, that's a disorderly manner, all right? But our busybodies, verse 12, now those who are such, we command and exhort through the Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. Is that clear? Some people tell me, oh, but you know, I don't like this kind of work. But if this kind of work brings you the money today, do it, and then watch for the job that you want to do. I said, you work here, and you look on it, and look, and when you see a job that you like to do, go and apply, but don't lose the job you have. In other words, you never leave the job you have in order to get another one. You keep on working in the job you have, and then you watch it, and then you go over there, take an exam, do whatever they require, and if they take you, then be sure you can do the job, and then you take it. Is the Bible simple? No union, no communism, simple you. You have the freedom to work and the freedom to earn, and the freedom not to be lazy, all right? And my father was very careful in my life with that. The table was put by my mother, but the chairs were everywhere. One look of my father, that means my brother and I had to put all the chairs in the correct place with the right thing. So nobody will sit until my mother will sit. You know, discipline like that, like the Navy, will help you to know. I feel sorry for people who have no jobs. I feel very sorry. But when you inquire a little bit, some of these people deserve not to have jobs because they are lazy. And I will never give a job because they are lazy. So may God help us to be hard workers. Girls, be hard workers. In other words, when you go to school, you do hard work. All right? And whatever you do it unto the Lord. And that will help you. May God bless us. And we will save hundreds of thousands of dollars in unemployment. And when people will not get unemployment, there will be no easy. Now, I saw people who are in unemployment, sitting in McDonald's, taking it. I said, what are you doing? Oh, no, I got unemployment. And you are eating here? That is terrible. And the holy, why? That's terrible. I got real mad. And the person said, this guy is crazy. He left. But see, people need to know that this is not right. We cannot steal from the government or from anybody. Boy, the Bible is so clear. And help me in my benevolence plan of the church to distinguish the one who deserve and the one who do not deserve, and so to help. May God give us a spirit of workingness until he come. Thank you, Father, for the lesson today. We know what the Bible says about laziness. It's tough, but it's good. Help us never to be lazy, but to be strong in the work of the Lord. In Jesus we pray, amen. All right, we'll see you on Wednesday night with a special chocolate and whatever.